0-2, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider right over the heart of the plate. And Abreu strikes out the Phillies' heart of the order. 1-2-3 for the ninth inning. And the Astros sweep the Phillies, who manage one run in three games. And today, fall in a 2-1 final. Here we're back. We are back.
The music's appropriate here. Welcome on in, everyone. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Swept out of Houston.
Blech.
That was disgusting. Offensive Blech. Baseball for 3 days. All right, a lot to get into today. Kyle, of course, behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Scott Fransky will join us as the Phillies head to Atlanta for the weekend. He'll join us at 12. We're going to puck it up at 1 o'clock. Broads will be with us. Hunter Brody getting ready for his Flyers draft party tonight. The Flyers with the draft tonight. So we're excited for that, and Broads will join us later in the show. We'll get to you people. Sixers draft another winner last night. So a lot to get to, but Hugh, good morning. As we were half kidding, half not yesterday, as we ended the show and said, will the Phillies score a run today? Well, they got one. That was enough. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Had fun yesterday at
in Seattle.
Seattle was cool. Yeah. Kelsey's thing.
How you doing today?
Reflective.
Okay.
A little reflective
on the Phillies, on life.
Little bit of Phillies and how it's going, and lost some car keys this morning.
Little pop pop moment this morning for you.
Lost some car keys.
You know where they are, right?
In the garbage.
Well, I think Skip took them. He did a wellness check on your house, and then conveniently the keys are missing.
You know, I thought about that. I refuse to believe
call
that.
Call the HOA. Ask them.
Yeah.
I will say this,
though. Isn't Skip the head of the HOA?
We should actually call the HOA live on air.
No, I will say this, though, because, you know, when you get to a certain – well, y'all don't know because y'all ain't there yet.
Not yet.
But when you get to a certain age, you like a routine that you like to follow. You know, so – I normally put my keys in three places, the table in the kitchen, the table upstairs, or the nightstand beside me.
Yeah.
So that no matter what.
They're one of those spots.
Yes. For whatever reason, this morning, getting ready to go to work, no car keys.
Yeah, we got the text at like 8:40. Can't find my keys.
I'm scrambling. I'm stressing. Trying to figure out. Then you know how, as an older adult, you sit there for a moment. You know, well, you don't know, and you try to retrace your steps from the day. And I remember I went to the mailbox. So I obviously I had them when I came from Seattle.
Yeah,
because I drove home.
Well, the truck's there, so
yes. And I went to the mailbox, and in order to get in the mailbox key is on the keys to the truck.
So you needed your keys then.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I get out the truck, and I take the boxes, and I go in the house. I don't need a key to get in the house, but the keys are in my pocket. So I go in the house and do all the stuff, drop the boxes off and everything. So now I'm thinking, okay, did I inadvertently throw away the keys? Like, no, I don't think I did that. But the bottom line is this. Don't have my keys. That's the bottom line.
You're here, though. You made it.
I made it to work because my roommate brought me to work this morning.
Yeah, you got here, which is great. And that's the most important thing. All right, Hugh, you said the word bottom line, right? The bottom line.
Bottom line.
Yeah, the bottom line is this offense just gave us a baseball tragedy for 3 days. To waste that starting pitching for 3 days.
One run.
Every offensive player in the Phillies should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, that was a joke. And I know the Astros have good pitching. We saw this in the World Series years ago. They have great pitching, especially with the starting pitcher the first game and the third game, and Brown's an all-star. So that I'm not shocked they got held down. I didn't think they were going to go to Houston and score 10 runs a game. But that's ugly baseball. I mean, that is ugly baseball yesterday, the whole week. It is a tragedy that those three starting pitchers went out there. I mean, Sanchez was awesome yesterday. We off of the week they had with their starting pitchers, we should have been able to come on here today after they won the series and said, wow, this is the best pitching staff since 11. This is one of the best starting pitching rotations we've ever had in Philadelphia. They could ride this to a World Series. Instead, it's all the crap you feel when they lose like this. They should be ashamed of themselves. Hugh, that was a disgusting offensive effort by the Phillies. There's a lot of issues here. I mean, Hugh, there are a lot of issues. And the biggest one to me, from a numbers perspective, is they just don't hit home runs. Like, it's really hard against good pitching to have a situation where you're trying to string together hit after hit after walk after hit. It's hard to put big innings together. So other than Schwarber, there's no power right now. They got mowed down, and it was like boom, boom, boom in the ninth inning. What a tough week after. I felt for the first time all year, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get fully on board. I'm gonna believe after they beat the Mets. And they go out there and make me look like a fool in Houston. That stunk, Hugh, all series long against the Astros.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I look at it like this. It's eerily similar to a couple of other moments that I've seen with this team. You know, and this is what I was talking about. I'm not being I told you so, Douglas.
Oh, here we go.
But they reverted to what they were comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing pitches, trying to knock it out of the park and all of that. And that's what it got you. Got you one run in five games.
Three.
Wait a minute. What did I say? Five. Well, yeah. My mind's all over the place. But, you know,
it's okay.
Three games.
They only allowed five runs and lost all three.
That was probably in your head. Yeah, allowed five. Yeah. It looks the same. And this is what it looks like for the most part in the playoffs. Hero ball. Somebody's out there trying to be the one to get them out of the slump instead of moving runners and doing what we all say they need to do when it's like that, when you're facing good pitching. That's what it was.
Well, it was that all week, and it wasn't good enough all week. And 215-592-9494, for your reaction to the Phillies getting swept by the Astros, the way they did it without scoring. But I do – sometimes there's the big problem, and sometimes there's an underlying problem. And I think we all realize the big problem right now is they're not hitting, right? They're not hitting. They're not hitting for power. They're 16th in baseball in home runs. We're at the halfway point of the season now. They have one player in double digits with home runs. One. That's Schwarber at 24. They're on pace to have only one guy, the guy that's already there, even get to 20 home runs this season. It's not the kind of offense that wins the World Series, but that's the big problem. But, you know, Hugh, sometimes there's underlying problems with teams, and I have to say something that I have not been willing and ready to say for a while now, even though in the back of my mind I've noticed a trend that's not good. I have been, since the minute he took over, a Rob Thompson guy. Rob Thompson, I've liked him since he took over as the manager here. And obviously he got a lot of out of that 2022 team.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't blame him for what happened last year in the postseason. They just again went cold. I thought he was more at fault in 2023, not in 2022. But overall, I've been a topper guy. But Hugh, I'm starting to see some signs here that the team may have tuned this guy out or is on the verge of tuning this guy out. And with that, he's starting to lose me a little bit. Let me give you a couple facts here. One quote and one fact. All right, so I said last week when the whole Castellanos thing went down that I didn't love it because I was afraid he was going to lose Castellanos, right? Like, whether or not Castellanos was right or wrong or whatever you came down on that, I was concerned he was going to lose the player, right? And that, you can't lose your players because they're the ones that need to perform. So since that issue with Castellanos and Topper, Nick Castellanos has swung at the first pitch in 25 of his 34 plate appearances. He's gone back to being the, I'm going to do my own thing, Nick Castellanos. Mm-hmm. That's not what you want. And then I saw this quote yesterday after the game. Max Kepler, the 209 hitting left fielder, who has been a dud from Dombrowski, okay? He said this after the game, and we know it was his first time starting yesterday after a few days off, right? Because they were facing lefties. Topper doesn't play him against lefties. So after the game, quote from Max Kepler. The biggest challenge for me is not playing routinely. That's the biggest challenge. Further, reporter writes, this is from Matt Kelby, The Athletic. Kepler was under the impression he would. And here's the quote. Yeah, he said, I was told I was going to be the starting left fielder.
Mm.
Okay, so whether or not you think Kepler's worthy of playing every day, I don't. The guy has been a dud here. Hugh, the issue is this is now two players in 2 weeks that have publicly said something about Topper. One was Castellanos yelling enough, saying something enough that it became a thing, right? And then the second one is Max Kepler basically saying, he told me he would play me every day, he lied to me. I mean, I'm editorializing that, but that's what he said.
I mean, basically in a nutshell, that's what was said.
I was told this, and this is the way it's been. I can't find my timing because of it. Whether or not you think Castellanos and Kepler are on the right, the issue is we have players here now in effect saying some stuff about the manager. I am concerned that Topper's losing the clubhouse, and Topper's starting to lose me. I think his consistency has not been there this year. I don't love the way he manages late in games with his bullpen, and I just think that the players are starting to doubt him, and Hugh, if the players are starting to doubt him, and he's not a great strategist, what do we have here with the manager then? I don't know. I mean, he's starting to lose me. Is he losing you?
He's not losing me. It's unfortunate that the guy that has the most to say is the guy that just got here and is not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
But it does speak to me that there is probably some dissension in the ranks, that, you know, guys are chirping a little bit. And because he's hasn't been here that long and he feels like he's been told a lie, that he has the most to say.
Yep.
And then you take that with what Cassiano said, what happened last week, not so much what he said, but what happened. And you have some concern whether or not they're tuning Topper out. But to answer your question, Joe, I don't think this is Topper's fault. It's the players' fault. Because when I watch the games and I watch good pitching that they go against, it's the same thing that I saw against Arizona. Same thing that I saw against the Mets. They revert to the mean. That's what I was telling you about.
It's who they are.
Remember we talked about not too long ago how great they looked. Oh, they're moving runners over. They're playing small ball. They're doing this and that. When it hits the fan and it gets tough and you face really good pitching, they play hero ball.
So I'm going to throw in a football analogy at you. You're right that it does look a lot like, let's say, 2022 in the World Series, 2023. When they go cold, they chase, right? It goes bad.
Yes.
You know what the difference with those two teams were, though, a few years ago? These players were a little bit better then,
mm-hmm.
and they would at least hit some home runs to counteract the issues, right? So they would go cold, but they also could get red. This team doesn't hit home runs. So this is almost like watching a football offense that is dink and dunk without any big plays. They get holding penalties, but they can't make a big play. I don't know how they fix this. The DeBrusque better go get it back by the deadline. But on top of all of it, and the way they played the last couple days, I just am concerned that Topper is losing the clubhouse. And ultimately, his job is to get the most out of the players. I mean, that's his job. Again, we don't have Tony La Russa here. I mean, I never thought he was an amazing strategist in the dugout. But the players seem to like him, respond to him, play well for him, get the best out of them. If they're questioning him, what are we doing with the manager here? 215-592-9494. All right, who are you most frustrated with right now? The players who have just had an awful week, that offense. Or is it the manager who clearly players are frustrated with, and I don't think he's getting the most out of them right now? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Then this from Kapler, I almost slipped there.
Well,
from Rob Thompson yesterday. He did, though, sound like a guy we remember well, Gabe Kapler. Listen to this quote yesterday from Rob Thompson after the game on why there's so many issues with the offense right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to make too much out of three games. Do you see any deeper trends with how your offense has performed that maybe stick out to you as concerning? Or
It's the old thing that I talk about all the time, trying to do too much. That's the thing that concerns me the most, and that's just because they care.
Now there it is. They just they care so much.
I'm a compassionate, competitive man.
I haven't heard that voice on WIP in a while. Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, there it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Rob Thompson's starting to lose me because I think he's starting to lose them. I don't think he's a markedly worse manager than he was 2 or 3 years ago, but if he's starting to lose them, and I don't love the strategy half the time late in the games, I don't, like, what are we getting out of the manager right now that's making the team better? Kyle, where do you come down as the Phillies are swept out of Houston, even though their starting pitching was brilliant all three games?
Yeah, I mean, is the messaging getting stale to the players? It might be. But I need Max Kepler to shut up, look deep within, go take a look in the mirror.
Deep within.
Buddy. Like, I'm sorry. This whole thing with Nick Castellanos, with Max Kepler, how they're frustrated with their roles. You know what would make this a non-issue?
If they were better?
If they were better players.
Yeah.
I mean, Max Kepler can force the issue and make it so that Rob Thompson has to start him every day. He's sucked. He's been terrible. I mean, Nick Castellanos is what he is. And, like, the defense thing, I know it's dropped off, all that. Castellanos still deserves to be in the lineup every day. But, like, Max Kepler, shut your mouth, dude. Like, the players have to be better. And I know they're not hitting home runs. They haven't hit home runs all season long, save for Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
But Rob Thompson can't make them hit home runs. Like, this is not, to me, this is not a Rob Thompson issue. It's just a fundamentally flawed offense. We know they're inconsistent. We know they'll probably get hot again. But this whole thing about their approach looking like it's changed throughout the season, It looks like it's nonsense right now, because these are the times. Like, it's easy to change your approach when you're going up against a tomato can.
Yeah.
Like a Cal Quantrill,
yep.
Right?
I took a spray.
Yeah. It's easy to change your approach when you're going up against a guy like that. But when you got Hunter Brown,
yeah,
who's leading the AL in ERA, that's where push comes to shove. That's where you need to nut up, and that's where you really need to like chase him from the game. You might not. You're not gonna tag him all over the baseball field. You're not gonna put up five runs on him. But you can take enough pitches, you can extend your at-bats, and you can be selective enough to the point where he's out of the game in, you know, maybe, say, the sixth inning. And then all of a sudden you're dealing with a bullpen who, I know the Astros have a good bullpen, but it just makes it a little bit easier on you. Like, the fact that the players can't collectively go into a game and say, our approach needs to be this. This is how we need to attack this. Like, it tells me that, and Topper's saying they care. Maybe they care about themselves individually, like I'm going to be the guy that that hits a home run and saves the day. But if you care truly, like I'm calling BS on the they care thing, because they if they care about the team and if they care about winning, then they'll do the pass the baton thing that they've talked about. Like this to me is all on the players.
215-592-9494. Where's your frustration right now as the Phillies get swept? It really, I if I'm an offensive player on this team, if I'm a position player, I have to, I'm like lowering my eyes as I walk past the pitchers in the dugout the next couple days. I mean, you ruined this week. That was special pitching out of Suarez, Wheeler, and Sanchez. That was the best I've seen Sanchez the entire season. They walk out of there with three losses. It's a joke. It is a joke. If they don't win this division and they lose it by one or two or three games, I'm going to point back to this series. They got dynamite starting pitching and nothing else. 215-592-9494. Look, Rob Thompson is starting to lose me here for a few reasons. Number one, lack of consistency all year with the way he's managed his team. Number two, now players speaking out. This is not a good thing. Players start getting mouthy about the manager. It means that the player's got to go or the manager's got to go. And I don't think he's getting the best out of these guys. I mean, which players are we getting the best out of this year? I would say Turner and Schwarber. Is that it? I mean, from the offense. I think that's it. I think this is probably the best Trey Turner could be at this point of his career. Schwarber's obviously awesome. Everybody else, I feel, is down. No one's gotten better. I mean, I don't think the guy's a bad manager, but Hugh, you said it, and it's in the back of my mind. Sometimes the message gets stale, and I'm wondering if that's happening.
See,
doesn't mean it's his fault. That doesn't mean he's a bad manager.
See, I don't think that's the case. You know what I think this is? Meet with my reckless speculation.
Oh,
I think that
there
this is a situation where, you got two guys, and you might have a few others, but I think the core guys are still Topper guys. You got a few guys that are happy with the roles that they're in, and misery loves company. And, you know, you talk about Castellanos chirping the way that he did last week, and the guy I think is – we used to call them locker room lawyers.
Yeah.
Just call them like you can't have a whole bunch of locker room lawyers in there. Sounds to me like Max Kepler is being a locker room lawyer.
Well, with that, you said chirping. We did bring this up last week. Remember when he kept Castellanos in for defense the night after with the whole blow-up?
Yeah.
And I wondered then, like, wait a second. Does that mean other players could feel like they can yell and scream and get their way?
Yeah.
I think that's what Max Kepler's doing.
Yeah, locker room lawyer.
Yeah, Max Kepler saw Castellanos last week, mouth off when he got pulled out of a game, and then he got to stay. I don't believe Castellanos has been pulled out for defense since that happened. So Topper said it's going to happen again. I haven't seen it in a week. And now Max Kepler obviously wants to play every day, and he's talking now about how they've lied to him about his role. So my thing is he's probably trying to get to play every day by mouthing off.
Now, here's the thing that could potentially be detrimental is if Topper is, you know, doing that to appease people, you know, because then guys see that and then it starts to become unraveled.
Let's watch for this. The next time they face a lefty, is Kepler in the game? Because he hasn't played against lefties the entire year. If he's in the game, then we have found the way to unlock. Get what you want around here. Just yell at Rob Thompson. I mean, you just get whatever the hell you want. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington is up. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
So I think this is more on, I agree with Kyle, more on the players, specifically the non-pitchers. Because, and even the guys on the bullpen are not brutal. They're not great right now, but, man, you're wasting so much good starting pitching. It was really enjoyable to watch that series, except for the fact that nobody hit on the Phillies.
So, it was great. I mean, it was amazing. That was the best, man. I've seen Sanchez pitch the entire season. He was dominant yesterday.
Awesome. It was awesome. You know, Kepler really does need to not talk. Dude, you're hitting like 200, and you're complaining about playing, and you were promised something. Well, how about you promise us some hits? How about you get some hits and get your average up to 250? Then maybe you can play every day against lefties as well.
Jeff, it is rich when you see the quotes from him. He basically didn't have a hit the whole month of May, and he's pouting off about not being an everyday player.
Yeah,
but
that's strong.
Yeah, it is. It is strong.
But Joe, do you think these guys would react if they brought in another manager who's going to shake things up, as they say, flip some tables? Like, is that even going to work now? Like, that's what I'm worried about. So ultimately, I think it's on Dombrowski for keeping the same team without bringing anybody else in.
Well, I think you're right on that. Yeah, and Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Obviously, Dombrowski takes a big L for the Kepler thing. I mean, seriously, that was their offseason addition offensively, and he stinks. I mean, he thinks he'd be better if he played every day. I want him to play less. I want a new left fielder in here. But that's what the GM brought in.
I think it's kind of rich that, you know, you're in a position where you feel like you need to be given more.
Yeah, more at-bats.
Yeah, and even when you're not really doing a whole lot. That's rich. And the timing that you picked to say something.
I know. It makes me I guess the word is I'm concerned there's more of this bubbling under the surface, and now we got two players
and that's what you, that's
being chesty
about
it.
That's what it is. It's you have some individuals back there. I mean, that feel like they're being slighted in some way. You know, and then it goes back to Casty's significant other tweeting as well. You know, I mean, seriously, think about it. You're laying in the bed at night pillow talking about how you should be given more. And, you know, she loves him. She hears that, and she echoes his sentiment. And then she gets on Twitter and gets Twitter fingers.
Yeah, listen, we are dealing with a situation now where the Phillies have a pitching staff, a starting pitching staff, good enough to win the World Series, obviously. The offense isn't good enough. Dombrowski has to fix that. But is the manager now part of the issue, too, and the way the players are responding? 215-592-9849. For Rob Thompson, he's starting to lose me because I feel like he's losing that clubhouse. I go back to even a couple nights ago when we talked about him letting Rojas hit in the ninth inning. Now, was that right? Was that wrong? I thought it was wrong. But you know who was on the bench that night? Kepler, sitting there probably saying, give me a shot here. You brought me here to hit home runs. Give me a shot here. And he didn't do it. I mean, the players are clearly questioning the manager. That's not good. All right, I think he's losing the clubhouse. The signs are there. Hugh thinks it's all in the players. Where do you come down? Your call's next. Plus, we got something fun going on tonight. We'll tell you the try day off of that next. It is the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's next on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Pop-Pop Douglas, still without his keys here, but he made it. He got in here today.
I did. I made it. I had to make it. Now I'm trying to, you know, figure out how I'm going to fix this situation.
You're going to need new keys.
You need to find the keys.
that's the number
if
one.
If you want my advice.
Yeah, I'm working on that, man. Like the way this thing went today, I mean, I'm hoping for the win, but it ain't looking good.
Yeah, so, you know, it's almost like I see an analogy to the Phillies here. Like, there's the obvious issue, which is your keys are gone. And then there's the underlying issue, which is what are you doing losing your keys? Mm-hmm. So the obvious issue is the Phillies offense sucks right now, mm-hmm. right? But the underlying issue I see is that I think they're tuning the manager out. That's not good. So, you got to fix. Can we fix that issue? Can we fix the pop-up in Hugh?
What's more likely? Five runs from the Phillies tonight or Hugh finds his keys?
Oh, the five runs.
I don't know, man.
I'm feeling like these.
Did you see those swings you're yesterday?
Down. Five runs. I'm feeling like these keys might be.
I'm telling it. The skip theory, I think, is.
I'm making adjustments.
If we find out Skip took your keys, is that a?
I got to put hands. On Skip.
He might want that.
You might be giving him what he wants.
Yeah, that might be the problem. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Player issue, or are you with me in that you're starting to lose faith in Topper here? And again, I don't think the guy has appreciably changed strategically as a manager. That's never been his strength. But he was a guy the players seemed to respond to, and I'm not seeing that now. And now I got two outfielders in 2 weeks. Getting very chirpy about the manager. Last week, we know what Castellanos and Topper, that whole thing. And then since then, I mean, Nick Castellanos has gone full Nick Castellanos mode for a week now. He swung at the first pitch in 25 of 34 plate appearances. That tells me he's off in la-la land doing his own thing. He's in Nick Castellanos' world. And then I have Kepler yesterday, who I agree with everyone. He stinks. Who the hell is Max Kepler to talk? But like the fact that he said he was promised to be an everyday player and it's affecting him that he's not. I mean, who's he talking about there? Who writes the lineup card out? He's talking about the manager. Where do you come down to the Phillies? 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio here?
What's up,
Chuck? What's up?
Hey, here you sound like you got a single white female situation on your hands. There, you might have to move, brother. Well, skip.
It took me 2 years to find the place that I'm in.
You got to up and get out, though.
You know what I mean? I got to Chuck, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure this out, man. I'm about to figure this out.
Yeah, this guy, you know, he's out of pocket, man. I heard him yesterday, man. You know, all of your cologne and you're eating your bacon. Goodness gracious. Man,
he's a problem, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, here's a situation, right? I'm going to tell you right now, you know, these guys, Castellanos is a coward, okay? Because you don't let your woman... Just don't let your woman come and, you know, get on Instagram or whatever or Facebook or whatever and Twitter and start talking about your livelihood. You know what I'm saying? As a man, you're supposed to have that intact. What tells me that she's allowing her to do that, and that's cowardly to me. If you got a problem with Topper, you go to sit down with Topper one-on-one like a man and you discuss some problems with him. But he's a coward. You know what I mean? He's a fake tough guy, and I don't like him at all. You know, Kyle Schwarber, he doesn't move the needle for me. I wouldn't give him a new contract, you know, if it was – the last thing on earth, he's not getting a new contract. Simple as that. He doesn't move the needle. You know what I mean? All these guys, Trey Turner stinks as a shortstop. He doesn't move the needle. Listen, I told you before, his team goes where Bryce Harper goes. And Bryce Harper right now is on the shelf with an injury. He seems to be more injury prone as the years go on. Look, this team, you know, shout out to the pitching staff. You know, hats off to them, man. Those guys pitch their behinds off. But you sit here and you got these guys, they're turkeys, man. Their turkey served up at Thanksgiving dinner with a shot of cranberry sauce, okay? And that's just what they are. And the bottom line is this. I used to think it was Dave Dombrowski's fault. But, I mean, he only could do so much. What do you want the guy to do? You know, could go out and get traded for 5-6 different players? These guys, you know, you only get about one or two players to make a difference. You know, these guys, they don't hack it. They can't hack it, man. You know, I can't look at the manager. I can't look at Dave Dombrowski. These guys are getting paid a ton of money. And they are not doing it. The core of this team. You know what I mean? And I didn't believe them going into this year, but I wanted to be wrong. But, I mean, you go out there and you lay an egg like that, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, and when your pitching staff is like that, I mean, you got a pitching staff that can take you to the World Series.
I know. That's the part that is the worst part, Chuck, that they could waste one of the great pitching staffs the Phillies have ever had. They're amazing.
Ever had. Yeah. I mean, I just remind me of 2011. Yep. You know what I mean? You know, these guys, but those guys, you know, the offense in 2011 was a little better than this. These guys are turkeys, man. I tell you, they don't do nothing. I mean, you know, they talk well. Oh, I want to change up. I want to do this, that, and the third. But when a push comes to shove, when you get punched in the mouth, you revert to your old habits. And that's what's happening again. Punched in the mouth right now. And it's going to happen in September if they're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, October rather, to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to make. But if they're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, they're going to be one and done because they stink.
Well, this offense right now, it does feel like a one and done offense. Chuck, we appreciate the phone call. You know, Chuck made me think there. We should put some of these Phillies on turkey watch. Like, who's a full turkey right now? Kepler's a turkey. Is Castellanos gone full turkey on us?
It says a lot.
Okay.
When, you know, you...
Bohm's a turkey.
It just says
Stott's
a lot.
Stott's a big turkey.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. But it says a lot. Chuck gave us a mouthful. It just says a lot, man. I mean, you know...
Who's fighting battles for you is what you're talking about?
You have to handle yourself. In my opinion, I think you should handle yourself a certain way.
Yeah, and look, Each thing as an individual thing is its own thing, right? And you could say, well, that was a one-off with Castellanos. You could say this is a one-off with Max Kepler. And I understand there's a sentiment out there. Kyle echoed it. Who the hell is Max Kepler? I mean, the guy's been here for a few months. He hasn't done anything. Who is he to ask for more playing time?
Like, that was a bold move.
It is. I'm with everyone. Like, who does this guy think he is? But to me, this feels like there's an underlying thing here where we got a couple chirpy people.
He felt emboldened.
He felt
emboldened.
Because of Castellanos. And again, yeah. Castellanos chirped last week and then got his way. So if I'm Max Kepler, I'm like, you know what? I'll chirp. I'll get my way. He'll play me against lefties now. Like, what are we doing here? Who's in charge? You know what? If the Phillies want to make a statement today, I can tell you what Dave Dombrowski and Topper should do.
Somebody.
They should DFA Kepler and call Crawford.
Well, I mean,
get him off the team.
Doesn't that tell you that there's a lack of self-awareness for Max Kepler, though? Because Nick Castellanos, at the very least, has earned his stature in the clubhouse.
Well, yes.
As a guy who he was on that huge streak. I think guys in the clubhouse respected him for it. What kind of respect has Max Kepler earned in this clubhouse?
That's
okay, well then shut your mouth,
move.
Dude.
It is a bold move.
Would you cut him today?
I
would DFA him.
I don't see the downside. And yeah. He's hitting like a feeble 200.
Get rid
Beautiful.
Of him. I mean, I think that would be a way to have the managers back. Like, if the manager, if Dombrowski signed this guy.
Show some stones?
Yeah, like, Dombrowski could take the L on this. Because, obviously, Topper's the one getting crushed for it. It got the guys talking about how he was promised he'd play every day, and he's not. That's the manager makes the lineup card out. If I'm Dombrowski today, I want to have my managers back, then I cut the guy, get rid of him, and bring Justin Crawford up and try to make this thing better. Unfortunately, we got a lot of turkeys around here. I mean, this is a lineup full of turkeys, as Chuck said, and I agree with him. 215-592-9494. It would be a real shame and like an all-time shame, Hugh, if they waste this pitching staff. You don't get a rotation like this very often where you have four guys that basically the whole season have looked like all-stars. Wheeler, Suarez, Luzardo, other than those two starts where he was tipping the pitches, and Sanchez. Like, this is pretty rare to have four guys that just dominate almost every time they go out. And yet, they just lost three straight games where their pitchers dominated. It's ridiculous. Ron and Monco's up. Hey, Ron.
Hey.
What's up, Ron?
Ron, how we doing?
27 innings, one run.
Oh, wonderful.
27 innings, one run. Okay.
Don't sound so happy.
Yeah, well, it's time.
Told you so. I told you so, Ron.
There's only one way out. Listen, guys, there's only one way out of this, okay? Mm-hmm. One way. Dombrowski is not part of it. He needs to go now. You cannot trust him to do anything. The only thing that you could do with this team, and I said it 2 months ago, is you start trading off pieces. The only thing you keep is pitchers. That's it. You fill in, and you get the next year. You re-sign Schwarber, sign and trade. Okay? You re-sign Ranger, okay? You keep him in the fall, and then now we got a pitching team. Now we just got to put it. You have to dissolve this lineup. This is a disease. It's a disease, and you got to get rid of it. And you can't trust Dombrowski. Can you, Joe?
No,
can
you no, trust no. Him? Dombrowski's moves on the offensive side have been a disaster. I mean, Kepler's a waste of everyone's time, and now he's getting mouthy after games.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter because they all stink, okay? And what happens is they're like a group of women, man. You put them together, and they just fall apart.
This is awesome.
It's just – I want to hear the Hugh's sunny side on this. Try to sunny side this, Hugh.
Sugarcoat this one, Douglas.
Come on, Hugh. I can't wait to hear this.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Sunny side.
Like, you're like positive spin, Hugh. What do you got for us today? No, it's going to be okay.
Can I tell you, Ron, what happened this morning? Because, you know, as I was riding with my daughter and we were talking about this, and I heard what Kepler said, my immediate response was, oh, that's not good.
That's not good.
I mean.
Who cares what Kepler said?
Well, yeah, because you got two outfielders now saying that the manager doesn't know what he's doing.
It's one of those things, Ron, when he starts chirping, then you have to think that other guys in the locker room might echo his sentiment.
I get you, Hugh, but guess what? I'm rehabbing the Golden Boy. I'm trading him too. I am trading everything, man. Maybe keep Kepler. Or no, the new kid at third base, the utility player.
Kemp.
And bring some minor leaguers up and be done with this. You have the pitching staff. I'm telling you, in pieces, piece by piece, they're worth a lot of money. You can get right back in it. But if you run the rubber off of this thing, then your pitchers are going to start going. And how many times can your pitchers go out and show and pitch 1-0 for seven, eight innings? These guys are going to say, you know what, I'm done too. It's not good.
Well, and of course not. I mean, they're going to get frustrated. Ron, we appreciate the phone call. They're also going to get drained. I mean, they are leaning heavily on these starting pitchers to get through these games because the bullpen's obviously not very good, and they can't score. I mean, they are leaning on these guys, and it's a shame what happened. I mean, for all three of those guys to take L's this week, for the team to take L's with them on the mound, it's crazy. I mean, that's special starting pitching, and they couldn't muster together anything. 215-592-9494. Look, I'm not blaming it all on Topper, but I go back to the first game of the series where he let Rojas hit and just basically shrugged it away. Last night, he's telling me that they care too much. Like, enough of that. And I got two outfielders now questioning his managing. I mean, that's, it feels to me like we got the tip of the iceberg and then what's below. The tip of the iceberg is, yeah, they can't hit enough. We know that. They're middle of the pack in home runs. It's not good enough. You take Schwarber's home runs out and it's a bottom of the baseball, you know, home run hitting team. But the rest of the iceberg, are they losing faith in the manager? That's what I'm starting to feel. And if they're stop believing him, I don't understand the point of keeping him around. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, Dream Team, how y'all doing, man?
Well, we're trying to figure it out, Will. I mean, we got a lot.
Out yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, you did, yeah.
Listen, I crashed out yesterday, and I want to apologize. But
No, don't apologize.
No, apology accepted.
This is why I'm crashing out, man. Because this is what I've been saying the whole entire time, man.
Crashed out yesterday.
Like, as a manager and as a coach, you got to know your players, right? Now, like I said, y'all saying what y'all saying about Max Kepler, but listen, he's a good player. He's going to do his thing, man.
Oh no,
but
Will.
We're still defending
Kepler. The guy has stunk.
Listen, let me say something, bro. And I'm gonna keep it real. I know players, right? Just like what I said about Castellanos, right? I know players, man. These guys, they want to win, right? The thing is, right, the manager is not managing the team, man. He's not looking at the tapes. He's not going over like what the lineup should be and none of that, man. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he got to be more on, like, what the players need to do and like, be on a top, man. But this is what I want to say, too, man. And listen, I know what y'all are saying about Harper. I love Harper. Listen, he is our guy. And, Harper, I want you to hear this. You hurting our team right now, man. If you're hurt, you're hurt, okay? Listen, man, I need you to rehab yourself and get back on this team, man, because we need you, bro. Like, this is a time where we got to band together, and we need you right now, man. And this is the thing that I've been saying. Like, with all these guys having these, you know, these contracts and all this, listen, it's a distraction, man. Win the World Series, and then you will get your payoff. This is what I'm saying, man, because to be honest, he may be hurt, but listen, I think it's more of a contract thing.
He need music.
And I may be wrong, but if I'm not wrong, but what I want to say is, Harper, listen, it's time for you to step up, baby. The team needs you. We can't let this season go by again, man. We're not going to have a losing season again. This team has been kept together because the owner and the fans believe in the players. And guess what? Y'all can win the World Series. Y'all in your own way. There's no other team better than us. That's why everybody stacked the teams up to try to beat us. They know we are the team to beat. You gotta know that. You guys gotta dig deep and put that ego aside and start playing baseball, man. You gotta incorporate small ball, and guess what? If you gotta knock it out the field, knock it out the field. But what I wanna see is a team effort, man. I need everybody in. I need everybody to do their job. And it starts with the manager. Understand who you playing and make the lineup the right lineup so we can start winning these games, man. We all have to be held accountable now. And this is the season to win. We don't want to go with another season, another loss, none of that. We want to win the World Series. This is the time. So let's get it.
Will's back, baby.
Yeah,
Will's
back.
Right off the mat.
That's a good job, Will. We appreciate the phone call. Big bounce back for Will yesterday after
huge bounce back.
4-minute rant about a different topic than the one we had discussed the entire day.
Just great. living in last week.
Yeah, he is.
Not anymore.
I got to give Will credit for something. Sometimes, you know, I might move off my opinion very quick. Some people don't move off their opinion quick enough. Will is as ride or die for players he likes as anyone that calls the station. I mean, he still is championing Max Kepler as a good player. I just 5 seconds ago we advocated a DFA Kepler today to send a message. I'd cut him before the game starts today in Atlanta. How the hell is he? But this, we have an issue here. They don't hit enough. They don't hit enough home runs. And obviously, there's some issues now with the manager. And if the manager's losing the clubhouse, then I'm starting to wonder what the heck the manager's doing. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Players, top, or who are you most frustrated with as the Phillies get swept in Houston? Before we go any further, though, it is a Friday, which means you know what it is on the Midday Show. It's a Tri-Day.
Friday, Friday.
It's Friday. You and Joe on Friday.
It's on me. It's on me.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a Friday. Here's what it is, though. It's not just a Friday. You know what tonight is, right? It's a big night. You going? Not going to the party tonight?
Where?
The Puck It Up Flyers draft party with Bros.
Past you's bedtime.
How about? Can I get my car keys first? Can I do that?
Priorities. No. Puck It Up first, and then your car.
I mean, how am I going to get there?
Get an Uber.
To Chickies in Glassboro.
Skip will give you a ride.
Yeah.
I mean, how am I
Skip will drive you where you want.
Skip probably got my damn car keys.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is a long play for him, for you to get in the car with him so we can start driving you around. It's a good strategy.
I'm waiting for the text this weekend. Help. Skip has taken me.
He's been kidnapped.
Kidnapped by Skip. All right. It is a Tri-Day. No, we're not talking about that Skip and Tri-Day. We're talking about Broads' draft party. Broads is going to join us at 1 o'clock today. We're going to puck it up with him. We need his take on who the Flyers should select tonight in the first round of the NHL draft. But it is Broads' party tonight, right? It's the Puck It Up Flyers draft party. So here is what we're looking for on Tri-Day. A snack, a creative snack you could bring to Broads' party. Hugh, if you're going to Broads' party tonight, you're tasked with bringing something. What are you bringing?
Gummies.
That is a creative. Yeah, like we're looking for something.
I don't know if those are like rated E for everybody though. You know, well, there might be children.
Yeah, no, this is a family
event. At the party.
Sure.
The Flyers are for everyone, man.
I mean, they are, but it's
we're
a
trying
party.
To usher in a new era of orange. Hugh, we need the young group.
Okay, I bring orange gummies.
Okay.
I'll pick out all the orange ones.
At least you're festive.
This is my fault for asking. All right, Tri-Day Friday.
Just watch and see. Like, leave me in the bowl and tell the kids, stay away from those.
Excuse that guy. Like, what are you bringing to parties? Like, the weed, man. Bringing the weed.
All right, creative snack to bring to Broads' draft party tonight. Let's go to Aaron, who's up in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Dude, that's great.
Hugh, you look like you were having so much fun yesterday. And you know what? A good indication that you had a great night was the fact that when you wake up in the morning, you can't find your keys.
That's true.
Yeah, and you know what? I was sober the whole time. I didn't take a drink or anything, and I lose my car keys.
You might want to change that story. It makes you sound worse.
It does sound worse. You were totally normal, and you lost everything. Sounds a lot worse.
Joe, I think I've discovered a new Hugh Douglas.
Oh, what is it?
It's a backseat driving Hugh Douglas. It just happened with Will, and it happened last week with Elliot. When somebody goes on their rant, Hugh just kind of goes,
Oh, yeah. Oh, like Hype Man. Oh, hype Man yeah. Douglas.
Hype
yeah.
Man Hugh?
Yeah. Yeah. Don King Douglas over here. Yeah, we found him.
That would be me. Except I'm bald. Don King.
Hey, Hugh, I wanted to pick your brain because you are the resident professional athlete. How frustrated as a professional athlete do you have to be to spout off like Nick Castellanos has and like Max Kepler has?
You have to be pretty frustrated, especially in Kepler's position, because it's like you don't have the cachet, in my opinion, to chirp the way that you've chirped and talked about what you've been promised and haven't been given, because you haven't – the times that you've been out there – you haven't shown a whole lot. I remember when the season started, we were all at the ballpark. It was us in the afternoon show. And we were doing the parlays, like we were talking about who we think is going to have a good game. Max had, I think he hit a home run the first game.
It was against the Rockies the first week of the season. Yeah,
and then after that, he went MIA.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, you're kind of bold. That was kind of a bold move of yours.
Yeah, I mean, the guy has played to the level where we could have a serious conversation about just dumping him and getting a new left fielder, calling Crawford up. And he's complaining, Aaron, about playing time, which makes me wonder if they're all questioning the manager and he's just emboldened enough to say it out loud.
You know, if you're not going to bring up Crawford, then I would actually give Kepler some leeway. And I would actually say, hey, you want to be – I would give him 30 days. Doesn't matter if it's a lefty or righty, whatever it is, throw him out there for 30 days. See, because let's face it. I mean, baseball and being a professional baseball player, you know, that ball's coming at you pretty quick. And if you're taking days off, it's hard to get into a rhythm and get into a momentum where you're feeling comfortable. And if you're not feeling comfortable at that plate, you're not going to swing the bat very
well.
So
I get that, but you got the Aaron. You're right, and I understand his point and yours. But it is rich when you're hitting 209 in your days you do play to ask for more playing time. It's like, I stink when I play. Play me more. I mean, like, it's a lot to get past that.
You know, and it's funny because I made a prediction that Topper wouldn't make it past the All-Star break.
Yeah, you did.
It looks like he's going to make it past the All-Star break. But he may, if things continue the way they are, he may not make it through the end of the season. It's, you know, unfortunately, he is a particular coach. And just like we had Tortorella with the Flyers, he has a certain way of operating. And at first it works, but then after a couple of years, it kind of wears on the players, and he starts losing the locker room. You know, I think at this point, Topper may be losing the locker room.
He might. Darren, he might be. And I'm starting to feel that more than I have ever. Aaron, what would you bring tonight? A unique snack, creative snack to bring to Broads' Flyers draft party.
So you got to have something that's a little bit cheesy, a little bit spicy, a little bit porky. How about bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper?
Bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper? That's
not
a good
bad.
One. Good,
bad,
good one, Aaron. All
jalapeno
right.
Jalapeno poppers.
Do you think, so we talked about the weenie scale with the Sixers.
Yeah.
Maybe the weenie scale needs to be tipped a little bit with the Phils. DFA Kepler. Yep. Bring up a hungry kid like Justin Crawford.
I would DFA Kepler today.
Sends a message.
I think it's the best way to have your manager's back if you're Dombrowski. I mean, you're the reason Kepler's here anyway. Now he's getting chesty. Get him off the team. 215-592-9494. Is Topper starting to lose you? It sounds to me like you might be losing this clubhouse. Your thoughts on that? The Phillies' awful series against the Astros. We'll react to it all with you. Plus, we'll get to some audio from Dave Dombrowski recently on the trade deadline. I hope he is lying through his teeth about what he says here, because if he's telling the truth, we got a problem. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield just dropped something really special, a marinated carnitas boneless pork roast. As a matter of fact, I put it on today, and I can't wait to get home to eat it because it should be done, you know, since I lost my car keys and everything, so I get that. Anyway, it's tender and juicy, flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This is a next-level pork roast. The new Hatfield Marinated Carnitas Pork Roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero when you lose your keys. Makes you feel a whole lot better. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.